The Ultimate Guide to Social Work, Jim McFarland, Joliet. According to Jim McFarland, Joliet, the employment opportunities for social workers depend on the level of education of the individual. In order to become a licensed clinical social worker, LCSW, you must have a master's degree in social work, have specialized clinical training and get a license based on local needs. Jim describes how students seeking information about licensing procedures in their state can find details of licensing responsibilities, supervision, and training requirements at the Association of Social Worker Committees. For all levels of license as social worker, an LBSW must obtain a bachelor's degree and a license for social work based on the requirements of the respective jurisdiction. Social workers who meet educational requirements and apply for a license can apply for jobs in social work. I continued to save, borrow, and work part-time to earn my bachelor's degree in communications from the University of Illinois. The state of Illinois has a long history of working with individuals and families experiencing homelessness. More than 1,400 consumers, family members, providers, DMH and other government employees attended the consumer conference. The Assertive Community Treatment Act met national loyalty requirements and was enacted in Illinois in FY2010. Throughout FY2011, IDOA continued to hold joint meetings at state level with IDOA and its cooperation with regional and local service systems to improve access to mental health services for older adults. 7. Service providers covered the entire state of Illinois. This information can be used for management planning, quality improvement, and feedback to provider, consumers and family members on government-funded services. The CME requires doctors to maintain their licenses, which serves as an incentive to participate. Those who live in California or Texas should check out the Spotlight section to see requirements for those states. In April 2020, the Illinois State Police revealed that it plans to move the work of its investigators to Southern Illinois. In 1999, my colleagues elected me to the board of directors of Joliet Junior College as a student trustee. Fewer than half of prison employees in our state are vaccinated. Illinois is the 49th state to introduce a medical clearance program. This year I changed the admission requirements for sheriffs. Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police Executive Director Ed Wojcicki says another factor is recruitment. In the U.S., many people see incarceration as punishment for breaking the law. In Illinois, mandatory life sentences mean life in prison, no matter what. A recent New York Times quiz showed that a widespread misperception of crime trends applies, especially to those involved in the state. Rock Island Councilman Dylan Parker infuriated police officers by calling them agents of the state for violence. In a city where people are often the ones who need to be respected, it is difficult to shake a bad reputation.